Human rights groups allege that up to 40,000 civilians were killed in 2009 as Sri Lankan government forces waged a final assault against ethnic Tamil separatists. The battle ended the three-decade-long war against the Tamil Tiger militants, but at a huge cost, says Yolanda Foster of Amnesty International.
We're talking about deliberate shelling of civilians, targeting of hospitals, and the UN described these violations as a grave assault on international law.
The war may be over, but Foster says allegations of human rights abuses continue to emerge from Sri Lanka.
We receive reports of enforced disappearances, attacks on journalists, and there's also rampant custodial torture in the country.
Sri Lanka's government has strongly denied the claims of human rights abuses, but the allegations prompted Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper to boycott the heads of government meeting. Indian officials say Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has also decided not to attend. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron told Tamil campaigners in London last week that Sri Lanka has serious questions to answer, but he did not accede to demands to pull out of the summit. The decision to hold the biennial meeting in Colombo was a long process, says Richard Uku of the Commonwealth Secretariat, the organisation's coordinating body.
That decision is made by the Commonwealth leaders, the heads themselves, and they took that decision. They considered it three times, in 2007, in 2009, they considered it favourably, and they confirmed that when they met in Perth in 2011.
Human rights activists say the Commonwealth must tackle allegations of abuses by its members head-on, or else risk sliding into irrelevancy. Again, Yolanda Foster of Amnesty International.
The Commonwealth has a set of human rights principles enshrined in its charter, in the Harare Declaration, and Sri Lanka is trampling on some of these very important Commonwealth principles.
Last month, Gambia announced it was withdrawing from the Commonwealth, calling it a neo-colonialist institution. The decision was criticised by human rights groups. Richard Uku denies there is a crisis in the Commonwealth and says that 62 years after it was founded, the organisation retains great relevance.
We are a voice for small states and vulnerable states at international fora, where many of these small countries do not often have an opportunity to make their concerns heard.
This year, Britain's Prince Charles will represent his mother, the Queen, in Sri Lanka. The 87-year-old monarch is head of the Commonwealth, and observers say her diplomatic skills have held the organisation together over the past six decades. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.